Blog Talk Radio.
Pain hits fast, so get relief fast. Only Tylenol Rapid Release gels have laser-drilled holes. They release medicine fast for fast pain relief. Tylenol Rapid Release gels.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune in to all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Way to be able to make it work, you rest and play. I control the pace of the rate of I'm going.
I drive the jet, is the way they're flowing. Slow, yes, just like the order. Compassion is waved like the motion of water. Smooth. Record is spinning, got your fly girly grinning. MD is on the mic, you know I'm only beginning. Rhymes fresh and fresh, never heard me fetch. Scored 110 on my MC's test. My mind's stronger than Tyson, hold the MC license. When I grab the mic, MCs get frightened. I'm dangerous, I eat across some bones. Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. What I mean by lounge, I don't mean biting. Huh, you mess around, I will be fighting. It's alright if you bite, but don't recite, because the rhymes are mine, and that ain't right. But that's chill, just chill to the next episode. Diamond J, yo, release the chord. My thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the legendary Merc City Hip Hop Program. Merc City in your area, of course, you know, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by the boys, of course, at Ngozi Time, Multimedia. And, of course, we've got two great people that are going to be co-hosting together. Of course, you know, Princess C, you know, as you know, Dr. Chinchilla J, and, of course, the one and only Clever One. And both of them, you know, are linear new hosts of the year. You know what I mean? So you look at that, and that's amazing in itself. And one is a host of the year last year. So we'll get it down in Merc City. We're going to start off a little bit with the EPMD joint, and then right after that, you're going to hear Clev One. Let's get it, y'all.
Man, it's showtime. Where we going, man? Yo, man, I'm just going to go listen to some tapes in my boys' crib. You know, just made up some beats, you know, and go check some of them out, see what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Who is it?
Well, Joey, man. You know Joey, right?
Oh yeah, it's the home of the microphone master Houdini. I'm dope, some don't believe me. Unless I stress them, bust a cap from steel. Aim for the dome, show them that I'm real hardcore. The underground rapper who's wrecking. I pack a Smith & Wesson on my right section. I'm strapped at all times, Jack. 9 mils a gap. For a punch up new jack, I must stay focused and keep my mind open. The world is mass confusion, mad gun smoking. From punk, trying to get respect and yearning. Mess around and catch a bad one from Eric Sermon, I'm serious. Boy, but not the main Jackson. I also have a 12-gauge shotgun for action. So chill, back the hell up and get a grip. Get off that thinking that you're all that real quick. Like the rude boys say, it's written all over your face. Punk, nobody safe.
It's the hardcore rap music that make your ears ring. Joy the funk, produce a song to make my fans sing. Sing it, swing it. Come along, thump my rap song. I bet I get wrecked on a DL, then the piece gone. Poof, no phone booth, cape or tight suit. Dressing all black, black skull cap, like down goose. To hide the mock bird, word with the pistol grip. Squeezing quick, so you squashing with the loose lips. This loose lips sink ships, don't be the shit to catch a 9 clip. I ain't going out on some bullshit, bank shot. Corner pocket, I watch me rock it. Can't mock the rap style, so boy, stop it. So what's the name? John Doe Kane's the slow flow. Swiss Smith, crazy, the boy's loco. Like Neon Deion Sanders, call him prime time.
It's the news.
Time to get mine. Nobody's safe in the fast pace of the rap race. So keep your hoodies on and your boots laced. Now I'm out beaming back to the boondock. Nobody's safe, chump. Just keep your doors locked.
Yo. Check this out, man. This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers. Represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your grandmom had too many kids. She told too many of them, you know what I mean? She lost track of the names of the grandkids, you know what I mean, because it was too many of y'all. But check this out. Tonight, you know what I'm saying, we going to get into this little hip-hop. We have a few affairs that we need to discuss. You know what I'm saying? In regards to this music that we got out here. You know what I mean? And I'm going to touch base on theme music. You know what I'm saying? For street bosses. You know what I mean? Whether you're dedicated to crime or not, whether they ascribe crime to you or not, you know what I'm saying? Are we talking about kingpins? You know what I'm saying? And as far as kingpins in the time of these eras, 1984, you know what I'm saying? You had was a paramount part of this hip hop out here. You know what I'm saying? You had Roxanne Shante, or you also had Roxanne, which created a battle between, you know, the women. You know what I mean? But of course, more importantly, you know what I'm saying? In every vehicle, it was on a top notch volume, folks. That you had UTFO, you know what I'm saying? You had UTFO on the radio, you know what I'm saying? With the impression of you had a real bad chick down piece on your arm. You feel what I'm saying? You know, and more importantly, you know what I mean? My man Kango, he took a toll on hip-hop with the dress code, with the Kangos and all that. You know, and shout out to Kango, educated rapper. You know what I mean? Dr. Ice and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, they set the tone. Also, you had Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick. You know, they took the Fly Guy shit to the next level. You know what I mean? They even came out with ballys and suits and all types of Dapper Dan Fly shit on. You know what I'm saying? Brooks Brothers and all that type of shit. But what I'm saying is they also, you know, then Slick Rick just set it off with all the jewelry and all that type of stuff. You know, imported jewelries and things like that he had going on. But of course, you had hip-hop going on, you know what I'm saying, like the Furious Five, Cool Crush, Sugar Hill, Funky Plus, Four Plus More, and all that type shit and all that. But 84, 85, 86 was the birth of the crack cocaine era, so to speak, I'll say. You know what I mean? So to say. You know what I mean? That's what I'll say that. You know what I mean? Where, you know, anybody getting money on that particular part of economics or the age of 16 to 25 years old, you had hip-hop music for inspiration. You see what I'm saying? Hip-hop music for inspiration. In these years, dress codes changed. More designer sneakers rocking, you know what I mean? More jewelry, more heavy truck jewels down to the nut shack, you know what I'm saying? Women had truck jewels down to, they had the dookie earrings, all kinds of shit, getting them snatched at old gimbals. You know what I mean? Two finger, three finger, four finger rings. But all this was yet the imagery of a drug dealer or someone with a wealthy status in the hood. More cultivating to the streets, I say, you know what I mean? At the time, anyone with that appearance, more than likely, sold drugs one time or another. Not everyone, of course, did not sell drugs, of course. But this was the image, along with the image, you know what I'm saying? You had the soundtrack to all this, the motion picture of the theater. You hear me? Motion picture of the theater. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, check this out. I'm going to go ahead and let O get a track in, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to come back with this, you know what I'm saying, after a track by international DJ legend, Oled Ski.
Work. I took time off, while other rappers got jerked. Due to the fact they whacking their tracks, have to go back and stack cause they lack the ingredients. EPMD and scratch for that. Yo, I'm the hip-hopper, plus the soul shocker. Now it's indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise.
We don't play when the time is late. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and glow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment. Let's do a sucker, new jack. Who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone record. Turn on my call list and say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine to 99, because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse to slack when I'm back. I take a chance, Jack, so I must attack. With knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. All my style is death, and then deadly as crack.
While I'm slaying, music's playing, the sucker is the lane. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't have bloody latest, but you can call cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding,
check the billboards.
People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop an album strictly business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying?
No, knock, knock, he's out, who's there? Oh, it is, it's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy you wonder, no flout, no boots, no blues, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. The list of Americans says, yo, I am so amazing, and I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. Yo, me, the E-double, and me and PMU like the funky press couple.
I fight fire with fire, that's why I'm most retired. When we needed a pitch for him, you was high, you was mesmerized. For the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds are against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resign. Sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and decline. Sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-o, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?
What's up, everybody? Hey, hey, this is your girl, Princess C, tonight. And, wow, that was EPMD. So what you saying? All right, what y'all saying tonight? And I'm going to tell you what I'm saying tonight right now. Today is Monday, right? And it is May 29th. And guess what? Today was what we call Memorial Day here in this country. And Memorial Day is, of course, supposed to be a day in remembrance of our fallen soldiers, so those who served in any branch of the military and lost their lives. We want to remember them today. And, you know, and even those that didn't lose their lives in a war, but they were in the military and now they have passed on, we want to remember them. And so tonight I want to take a moment to remember my dad who served, and he's no longer here. He passed away in 2017, November 19th. So today I salute and honor you, Dad, and thank you so much for your service and all of the other fallen soldiers and those who served that are no longer here. I salute all of you tonight. All right. It's about saving our children, saving our youth, everybody. You know, this is Merc City, and, you know, we're Beverly Nation, and we're trying to save lives. And Merc City, we're making it great again. And our youth, they need help, okay? They need some serious help. They need to be saved. And a lot of people think that they're unreachable right now, that they're too far gone and there's no hope because of the way things are looking in this country right now in inner cities where there's so much violence and all kinds of things that are going on. And, you know, but guess what? There's still hope. There's still hope. So we cannot be adults and sit back and say, well, there's no hope for our youth, and just turn the other way and hope things to get better. Nothing's going to get better until you make it better, okay? So obviously so many of you are so complacent and you don't give a damn about what happens in your neighborhood. You don't give a damn who gets shot, who gets killed, or anything else. And you don't want to see change because you're so stuck in this norm. So this is normalcy for you, and it should not be that way. Because children should be able to go outside and play. They should be able to sit on their steps. Our elderly people should be able to sit on their steps and feel safe and not be threatened or feel intimidated or sitting in fear looking all around hoping that nothing happens to them. You know, so, I'm just so grateful that I am not a child growing up in this day and age because it's just sad. It is absolutely sad. I'm glad that I don't have any small children, but I do have grandchildren, you know, and it's a shame when people have to be afraid to go outside, afraid to go to school, afraid to go to work, even afraid to go to church. And some churches since the pandemic and when they started doing virtual church, some of them stopped. It went back once, you know, COVID started seeming as if it was gone. But some churches are still on virtual, and they're not going back into the sanctuary because they're afraid. They're walking in fear. And that's sad in itself, too, y'all. I mean, it's just crazy. So where are the real men and women out here that will take a stand and take a stance and begin to save our youth? They need to be saved, everybody. If we can save one youth, one teen at a time, guess what? We've done something great because there's so many of us out here. And if each of us save one child, one teenager, a week, a month, a day, you know, if we save just one at a time, we've done a lot. And how do we do that? Well, we can mentor them. We can take them under our wings and show them a better way. A lot of you that are listening tonight, you got skills and talents and gifts that God has blessed you with, but you're sitting on it. Why not give that gift to a child? Teach them what you know and show them how they can become productive instead of destructive. All they want is love and attention and someone to take interest in them as a human being, you know. And if we begin to do these things, we can see a change start happening in our young people. But they think no one cares about them. And what are we doing? Showing them that, hey, yeah, you're right, because no one's really taking an interest. And yes, there are groups out there that are, but we need more, okay? We need more. We need every block in an inner city, every street, every block to have at least one person on that block that is going to take a youth under their wings, okay? And if we begin there, guess what? We're well on our way to saving our youth, everybody. So we know what they listen to. We know the music they listen to. And the music they listen to is only keeping them caught up in that cycle of poverty, that cycle of the penal system, that cycle of foster care. It's keeping them in those cycles because it's embedded in their minds now. All of those subliminal suggestions, and as a matter of fact, with the hip-hop, well, not actual real hip-hop, but the stuff they listen to today, it's not even subliminal because they're saying it out, okay? They're saying it, okay, where you can understand exactly what they're saying because they're not holding back. They're telling you what they want to tell you. And these kids are gravitating to that, and not just the young people. We got those that are in, the young adults and those in their 30s and 40s, even in their 50s, some of them listening to that shit. And, you know, it's sad. It's pathetic. And this is what you guys are doing, and you're not going to see anything different because you're listening to that stuff, and that's what's embedded in your mind now. So that's all you can see, drug, sex, violence, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker, and all that stuff, bend over, bitch, and all this stuff. What is that? And all of y'all are okay with it, with people talking to you that way. You're okay with it, girls. You're okay with that. With guys like degrading you, you okay with it. And you dance harder. The more they degrade your asses, the more y'all really dance harder and bend it over just like they telling you to. Oh, my God. Y'all got to do better. Y'all got to do better. Parents, you got to do better with raising your kids and teaching them the right way to go and not having them walking around being a little hell, okay? And y'all don't care how they dress. You let them leave out the house any kind of way because you dressing that way too, looking like hoochie mamas. Everything hanging out, your titties all out, your ass hanging out, and your bellies hanging out. And some of y'all got them big-ass bellies, and y'all teenagers, okay? And girls in their 20s, young adults, looking horrible and sloppy, not even having a baby, but you look sloppy and nasty. Oh, my God. Y'all need to get it together. And adults, we need to save our youth. I'm Princess C, y'all. Brother Olasky, what you got for me?
Hello, check this out. Yo, I grab my dick, bitch, hit the blinker, spit the Dutch Coronas, token irons without permits, repertoire, long face, murder off the shit, black Bruce Willis mixtape off the nick, Esquire for hire, for total rapid fire, supplier to any time, think Jerry Maguire, chose the right man to get the plan executed, I get the situation happening before you shoot it, blow that rest up, surprise you like guess what, the hotter I spit, I'm tripping off smoke detectors, who next up to get dressed up, I don't pop corks, I pop New York with a dot teleport. The authentic craft will split you in half. I'm a hurricane, you a filler, genuine draft. While you push your S-class, I'm riding on a giraffe. Uptown naked, smoking the bath with hash. Check it, shake your windows and lock your doors. Horns scream louder than Barry Moore when I pour. And when me and my crew walk, we walk on all fours. Atomic dog, blacked in the black you call.
Keep y'all niggas rockin' for days, by Dequas, the essays, around the waves, my own mixtape DJ, I flex, you don't have a clue when I'm doing it, who is he, I can busy work, rap poker player, look in my eyes, you think I'm bluffing? A 5 years fan, turn nothing into something, and don't get familiar, your whole entourage don't be feeling ya, behind your back they straight killing ya, the ex-headbanger, bad motherfucker, high on Friday with Chris Tucker, I be a headbanger to my very last breath, even Jermaine Dupri think I'm so deaf, K.A. Shawn Mims, I come from a long line of geekies, getting camp low, Luchini, I transform like spawn, takes no time for me to get on, to the break of dawn, worm.
DMD, the Purple Heart Avenue, blow your spine left shrapnel, then escape in the bench capture, harder than an NFL tackle, back the bike, the big apple, South Pole, since I was a sophomore, before I met Jane in the corridor, the mentor, rapper slash entrepreneur, the more action, the Roger Moore, turn your cabbage into coleslaw, with the 4-4, spray Windex on your glass drawer, shatter it, fucking with P, it's hazardous, ice out Lazarus, started and manufactured this, my squad is wild like the man who moves on Geographic, smash your bastards on some crap shit, the PMD's the group, the squadron is the flex, they transmit, lyrical grit, trying to shift course.
Ha ha ha, holder of the boulder. Lyrical analyst, mental roller coaster flower. Money folder, track blower, MC overthrower. I flow with you two at a time, like Noah. I doze off to the beat on the edge of reality. It kick rhymes in my sleep and battle mortality. Finally, I read dimensionally deep. Got egotistical, simple-minded niggas pitiful for a week. I give you a gym week for life if you can defeat me. I kick poetry at a high rate of mortality. Abstatic, lyrical, graphmatic. Smoking, barking like a dog, breathing like an asthmatic. Lyrical sculpture, create fly rap sculpture. 98 head bigger boy, yeah I told ya. Total chaos, helter skelter, run for shelter. Here comes the lyrical brain melter. I be maxing and relaxing, attracting action. Flipping more bigger words than Jesse Jackson. My shit knocked on it, drive you crazy if you're loaded. Man, I feel for my opponents.
All I gotta do is press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are our first caller of the evening. Caller number 1, you're live and direct with Merc City in your area.
Hey guys, it's Jerry Petito.
Hey Jerry, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
All right, all right. With family still doing this show. What's happening?
So, of course, I wanted to read my Memorial Day poem. I want to just honor all the vets here and gone. I mean, and to Chinchilla, her dad as well. You know, my uncle, he's still here. This is for all the vets, but of course for the ones that, you know, died for us. So I'd love to read this poem.
Do your thing.
Hey, we the people of the U.S. of A. wouldn't have freedom if they didn't lead the way. These people that I speak of are soldiers who fought that day, so you could have your rights instead of them taken away. True heroes are these people, both men and women too. They lost their lives that day securing liberty for me and you. The Constitution that we uphold should never be disgraced. Their debts should never be in vain. What they did should not be erased. If you live in this country, respect our flag. If you burn it or rip it, you will pay the price. Our soul is free because of the brave. God is in control. Just take my advice. Memorial Day is to honor these folks, the highest of honors they reap. I thank you all for dying for me. Your memory, I promise to keep. That's my piece for tonight.
Thank you, Jerry. I mean, like I said, it is a hip-hop show, but, you know, you're doing your thing. It's still poetry, so we love it, spoken word. You know, talk about your show tomorrow night.
So tomorrow night, I'm interviewing Beverly Bremers. She made the song Don't Say You Don't Remember popular. And she's a legend, and I'm truly honored to be interviewing her. Brother O, can I comment on hip-hop?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So you might remember this, but I'm not sure if the two hosts have ever heard me talk about. Randy Shank is a young man that used to live in Trenton, a young African-American hip-hop artist. And many years ago, he got in touch with me and asked if he could, you know, come live in Hamilton Radio Studio. And I said, can you keep it clean? He said, absolutely. So he came with a few of his hip-hop artist friends. The show was off the charts. This young man now goes by, Six Director. And he's down south. He has a family now, and he actually reached out to me. He came into town a few weeks ago. He's doing really well, and he'll constantly message me and say, Miss Jerry, I'm trying to keep it clean for you. But what I wanted to share was what he told me live on air, because I said to him, why does it have to be so terrible, the profanity, the degrading of women? Why? And this is what he said. He said, Miss Jerry, everyone has a story to tell, and it needs to be told. And unfortunately for some of us, this is the only story we know. So when he said that, I still don't listen to it, but it made me get it. And my heart, he owns a piece of my heart. My heart went out to everyone, especially the youth. I just had to share that tonight.
Well, you know, it's crazy because a lot of times the only time you actually listen to hip-hop is when you call in New York City. So I think I'm ha-ha. So I appreciate you calling in tonight, Jerry. And we're waiting for your show tomorrow night, the wonderful Jerry Petito show from the Jersey Jewel tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight. We get back to Clever One. Yes, sir. Your second segment, please.
Hey, yo. So, yeah, man, I'm back, right? But I'm going to just keep top this off like this because this go hand in foot, you know what I'm saying? You know, for these parents out here with these children, you know what I mean? Like I said, if you're from my era, you know what I mean? From the streets, you know, the kingpins of the street eras where you had the hip-hop, you know what I mean? Of the rap game, you had Kool G Rap, you had Eric B, Rakim, and them type of guys, you know what I'm saying, hitting the scenes, you know what I mean? Fortunately, you know, That imagery and the parallel of the streets, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately, is with Drew Booth on both ends of the spectrum. You know what I mean? Somehow Public Enemy switched their frequency up, you know what I mean? You know, we still managed to use the music for the urban soundtrack, you know what I'm saying? You know, of the streets of the tri-state, you know what I'm saying? You know, even though they had big-ass guns and all that, you know, they was like the Black Panther military, you know what I mean, who may have sold cocaine possibly, you know what I'm saying? You know, but more importantly, you know what I'm saying, what blows the candles off the cake is, you know, in this city we had, you know, the hilltop hustlers and all that kind of stuff, where these imageries kind of set it off, you know what I mean, where these were the things that made posses and things. And street codes came along with this, folks. You know what I mean? Coming up in the streets, you had militaries. You had crews. You had posses. You had mobs, all types of coalitions, whatever you want to call them. You know what I'm saying? First of all, you ain't no damn snitching. You know what I mean? If you're not built for this, stay your ass in the house. You feel me? Or do your stuff dolo. You know what I mean? Where don't nobody know what you're doing. So you ain't got to be telling them no damn body but yourself. You know what I'm saying? Furthermore, follow the protocol. Never step over boundaries. You know what I'm saying? You never try to make sound decisions when that ain't your call. You know what I mean? Then make sure your product or whatever your economics is A1 sauce. You know what I'm saying? Authentically, top quality stuff. You know what I mean? You don't want no nonsense out here. Furthermore, you do not want no Gilligans or no damn Urkels on your team. You see what I'm saying? You can't have them type of people dropping shit, being clumsy, you know what I mean? Getting this all jammed up, lined up against the wall like it's, you know what I'm saying, like it's the St. Valentine's Day massacre out here by the police. You mean? We can't have that. Now, never show off in front of strangers or jumping rank in front of these broads, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Trying to show off, making your chick seem look like you're the boss, but you're not. You know? You can't be doing that. Never try to recycle broads either, you know what I'm saying? Don't be trying to, you know what I mean, get with nobody, old baby mom and all that type stuff like that. You feel what I'm saying? These things cause confusion, young people. And the parents, if you see, know of any of your children, you know what I'm saying, messing with Raheem, baby mom from around the corner, know that that's a danger zone right there. You know what I mean? Warn them against that. But when there's beef, people, when there's beef, one or two things, either you're riding or you're not. Depends on the circumstances, of course, because, you know, Clev One is a sensible man. You know what I mean? You know, is this a blood or money at stake situation? Is there probable cause for action? If harm has to come by any chance, are you willing to face the further outcome? If you carry your action wisely, like bosses and businessmen, you know what I'm saying, these things may not have to go that far. And furthermore, appoint someone vocal in your crew, you know what I'm saying? You know, someone that can kind of articulate what's going on, you know what I mean? You know, they talk their ass off. So, you know, you know everybody going to know what's up. Clear messaging and info gatherer is who you need in your squad, you know what I'm saying? You know, these are good ways to keep violence down. You know what I'm saying? It brings good communication to things, you know what I mean? And it causes less confusion. Less confusion, I'll say. You know what I mean? Furthermore, stop pillow talking with these damn baby moms. You know what I'm saying? They run their mouth telling businesses. And they instigators. You know what I'm saying? You know, in what comes next. You feel what I'm saying? They instigators, yo. You know what I mean? They can't wait to say, oh, yeah, this and that. No, they need something to talk about on the phone, you know what I'm saying, while they IGing each other, taking selfies with their neck to the side. You know what I mean? 14 different times, all on the same joint, you know. One picture plus 14 is what it says, all on the same joint. You know what I mean? But, you know, oh, and then if you get booked, people, young boys, whatever, whoever, have your chick narrate your paper, you know what I'm saying? Don't be calling home begging, you know what I'm saying? Where you know we out here in the streets, man, you supposed to put something up for yourself, bro. Don't be calling begging and then claiming somebody left you stranded in jail. And then now you got animosity and resentment against your team. Now you want to go to war with your man from across the street or around the corner. You see what I'm saying? And then we're going to have to treat you like a transgressor and get you right on out of here. And then you will be on Action News, you know? So, you know what I mean? This is what I had to say about that, man. And like I said, parents, please, if you're listening, you know, get in tune with these young people and let them know. And furthermore, if you had got any hip-hop left in yourself, you know what I'm saying, teach it to them. Teach them some of it, you know what I mean? Because somebody need to teach them some real music. Hey, brother, oh. Could you please play some real music for us, please? We Merc City.
Peace to Chuck. Yeah. Not terrible, huh? Yeah.
They go ooh and ah when I jump in my car. People treat me like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when I'm supreme rap star. They all know me, ED, when I flash the greens on TV. MCs be robbing me of my technique, the way I speak, the way I get down, the way I sound. And if you ask me, it must be on the jock of the innovator. Rock, roll, bounce, skater.
Okay, fuck it. Enough with the tight shit. Grab the mic quick. Hollywood niggas, put it down, spit some hype shit. Your PMD, Eric and Parrish, we're making dollars. The rap scholar, keep the show packed like funeral parlors. Deadly, murderous, I know you heard of us. Hold this shit down on the block, nobody serving us. The E-double and Mike Dot. Boondocks, Def Jams off the meter, yo, this shit is hot. Never seen before, heard before, the Uncut Raw.
I'm Eric Sermon,
and I'm Parrish Smith. Never seen before, heard before, the Uncut Raw.
Yeah, I'm Eric Sermon,
and I'm Parrish Smith.
Check it, now I'm back with the flyest material. Mike Dock and E-Dub, the Grand Imperial. My mic's deadly, so I scratch off the cereal and stash it until I have to kill at will. Keep it moving, this is me and the flesh, there's no illusion. Fuck around and catch minor contusions, whatever. Joe, when it comes to rap, I'm a professional. Tiger Woods, I'm good.
Time to blackout, no doubt. People want to know about the inside scoop with the group. And are they coming out? Damn skippy, I'm tipsy, high like a hippie. Don't take drinks from strangers, cause niggas slip biggies. That's why I stay on cue, like on my F's and J-U. I-C-E, so chill, we're about to debut. In rare form, the false alarms, the mic dawns, back in effect. Snap that neck, the P's gone.
Never seen before, I heard before, the Uncut Raw.
I'm Eric Sermon,
and I'm Parrish Smith.
Never seen before, I heard before, the Uncut Raw.
Yeah, I'm Eric Sermon,
and I'm Parrish Smith.
Never say never.
What? EPMD's back together.
And if it gets warm, take off the hot sweater.
Flip the ill slick, flow.
Watch us throw.
Go down with the other brothers, toe to toe.
And if you're slow, you blow.
That's why we coming with the ammo.
Yo, 10-year veteran.
1,000 rap sessions.
Yeah, the hard rockers.
The crowd shocker.
The head knocker.
Yeah, EPMD's off the rock.
Never seen before, heard before, the Uncut Raw.
I'm Eric Sermon.
And I'm Parrish Smith.
Never seen before, heard before, the Uncut Raw.
Yeah, I'm Eric Sermon.
And I'm Parrish Smith.
Never seen before, heard before, the Uncut Raw.
I'm Eric Sermon.
And I'm Parrish Smith.
Never seen before, heard before, the Uncut Raw.
I'm Eric Sermon.
And I'm Parrish Smith.
Is a world for me. Clear CMD is a world for me. like a horse in a stable. A brother got ill and tried to snap the fat cable. I stepped back like it wasn't no thing. Punched him in the jaw with the FACO ring. I had an ace in the hole when it came to that.
Yo, P, you was packing.
You know I was strapped. The posse kept rolling, it was hard to get with them. So I stepped back, numb up my late dinner. They kept coming just like I figured. So I stepped back and started spraying niggas.
What a way to go out, out like a sucker. But I'm on track like a long unchinger. Duck a head on the mission, suckers who be dissing. Always on my dock like a snake, always hissing. Rabbit and tackling me at Luther Vandross. Take me to the bar for the drink and make a toast. Giving best wishes to the best MC. The E, the D, the O, the L, E, O, the L, E. Because I'm housing, housing, housing.
Is a world for me.
Because I'm housing, housing, housing.
Is a world for me.
Because I'm housing, housing, housing.
Is a world for me. Coon at a party, no better your disco. Heads filling mellow from a bottle of Cisco. Move, 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 move. To crush a fry sucker empty like Crisco. Every chance I get, I try to kill. That's one less sucker, New Jack, who tries to act ill. I keep the place jumping till the party's through. Whether it's disco, hardcore, or rhythm and blues. Take off your coat, why don't you stay a while? Check out the boys that is moving miles. Like Wheel of Fortune, we roll for big money. Come co-rock the party and leave with your honey.
Give me the cue, check 1-2. Don't try to come off on me, because you do do. You see me the E-double-E, like a stepchild. Well, let me tell you, homeboy, you live in foul. MCs, you know who you are.
On the bandwagon,
YP, cause you a star. This is the year to win the jokers a while. When the fat can hack and try to bite the style. I get a hip to the scheme, before it happens, if it gets wild, then I'll start capping. But for now, since everything's calm, relate to the matter as I drop the bomb. As I proceed to rock, the girls are clocking. Some brothers act hard, but the rest are jocking. Because I'm house,
because I'm house,
because
I'm house. Is a world for me.
Because I'm house,
I'm house. Is a world for me.
Because I'm house,
I'm house, I'm house. Is a world for me.
Because I'm house,
I'm house, I'm house. Is a world for me. I come all strong like a bodybuilder. Cast a spell upon a sucker like Witch Matilda. Deliver a rhyme like Federal Express. My tent is not the dish, but impress. All ladies and gents who money was spent to see the EPEEMD.
Yes, the main event
in concert. Now worry about oohs and boos, because we do work to make your body jerk,
to make your girl wanna leave your man. Start the fight with the P.
Double E M D, double E M. I'm not skeezing, but pleasing all party goers, also behind showers who like the not fast but slow flow of rhymes that form in my dome, out the mouth to the microphone. Because I'm house,
because I'm house,
because I'm house,
because I'm house,
I'm house. Is a world for me.
Because I'm house,
I'm house, I'm house. Is a world for me.
Because I'm house,
I'm house. Is a world for me.
DJ LaBoy,
LaBoy,
on the scratch,
scratch, scratch.
Lounge,
lounge.
Come on, homeboy, big daddy. Biz Morgan,
Morgan.
EPMD is a world premiere. And of course, we keep it going live, the legendary Merc City Hip Hop program with your boy Ski. And of course, we got caller number two in line ready to talk. Go ahead and spit Merc City in your area.
Peace, peace, peace. What's going on with y'all?
Talk to us, brother.
Hey, this is Jetty A. Checker, the Soul Genius Shampoo Show. Next show, I believe, please correct me if it's not true, DJ brother Olasky with June 22nd, 9:30. Hey, the Chincha
right.
J in the crowd. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Talk to us, man. You want to come on and spit your thing, man. I knew you was ready.
Indeed, I was. Hey, listen, I hear a lot of gems being dropped about the youth being those positive and influential elements and safeguards, if you will, in protecting and saving the youth. But I want to respond to Clev One. That's my guy for a reason. He was talking about a lot of rules in the streets, a lot of laws, a lot of things that people abided by once upon a time that now a lot of people abide by now. And one of those important elements, and I need to break this down because when I say it, people might say or think a certain connotation of it. It's not having a fear of death. And I ain't talking about no gangster nothing when it comes to this. It's just being so grounded in your faith and what grounds you that death don't shake you. There's Christians, there's Islams, there's people of different religions and different sects of spirituality that don't have a fear of death. We're talking about children who are out gangbanging, children who are out resorting to violence, resorting to a lot of influences of the evils because they have a fear of death. You ain't gonna touch them on, you ain't gonna touch them like on a screen, on the internet screen. You're not gonna be able to touch their spirits. The only way you're gonna be able to touch their spirits is if you're right there in the trenches, looking at them, talking to them, so that they can feel you. I remember a story, and this is a light story, but this is a story way back when I used to live right outside of Shelton Head, my old guys, you know, homies of mine, when we used to, you know, do our things with the 40s or whatnot, we used to cross the street right over from Montgomery County to Philadelphia. We had a homie at the time that was too scared to make the trip for us or with us, so he would give us the money for the 40s. And we would go and get him a 40, but you know what we was doing while we was walking? We was clowning him because he was too scared to walk into Philadelphia County where anything could happen. But he ain't had that spirit. So when anything would go down, people called me. They ain't call him because they know I had that spirit and that light mind. And I was aligned with being able to be down for whatever, not on some stupid stuff, but because they knew that I was aligned with what I was aligned with. You got to have a not a fear of death and be so invested in self-knowledge that you know that you have a purpose beyond what can shake you. Death can't even shake you. That's the only way these kids is going to listen, because there's so many influences that put that fear of death on them. Like, what you going to do? What are you going to do if you can't show at the very least that you can resonate on that same frequency and show them that it's a better way and still not have the fear of death? That's all I got to say, man. J.A. Track, Soul Genius Shampoo, Brother O, Chiller J, Clever One, keep doing your thing, man.
Yo, man, I love that, man. We're going right to Princess C. We're not even going to play no games. Go ahead, Princess.
All right. What's up, J.A. Track? Good to hear you tonight. And, yes, indeed, you're right on point there. And, y'all, the music tonight, you know, EPMD, you know, they're pretty cool. You know, their stuff is not as bad as what we hear today. And, you know, I actually interviewed them, I think it was about 4 years ago, right before COVID hit, when they were over in Atlantic City. And, you know, the one dude, real cool dude. And, yeah, so I got to find that video. It might be on Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page. It might not even been posted up yet. So many videos. Those are my interviews with these people I ain't even post up yet. So show how much, you know, it means to me, right? But anyway, listen, summer is quickly approaching, y'all, okay? You know, June 1st is right around the corner. That's on Thursday. And the last day of school in Philly, okay, in Philly, where I'm at, okay, the last day of school is June 13th. And we see what's been happening already during the winter months, okay, the cold-ass months. And, you know, these kids were still wreaking havoc all throughout the damn winter, throughout this spring. And, you know, it ain't even really hot yet, okay? And summer will be here. And, you know, these kids will be out June 13th, y'all. We have to find things for them to do to keep their asses off them streets, okay? Something productive for them to do. And every church, we got churches, okay, almost on every corner, okay? We have a church. And, you know, just like we have bars on every corner, we got all these damn bars throughout the city and a whole lot of churches, okay? And if the churches that are in this city, if these pastors that are supposed to be out spreading the word of God, okay, bringing people to Christ, saving souls, you know, and all of this that they're not doing, if they start taking an interest to these lost kids, because, see, if they talk about preaching Christ and all that stuff and, you know, what they doing? They not doing what God told them to do, to go out in the highways and byways and compel them to come in, go out and meet them where they are, and minister to these kids, get these kids off the street, and open their churches for the summer so that every church in this city would have a youth program for the summer from like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. to keep these kids off the streets while the ones that have parents that are out working can work and not be worried about their kids, you know. But the churches don't do that, y'all. And those of you that are out here and you're in a church, if your church is not doing outreach, what good is the church? Okay, it's about doing outreach, ministers, evangelists, apostles, bishops, okay, reverends, teachers, and prophets and all that stuff, you know. Y'all got all these titles, okay, but you're not doing shit, okay, and it don't make no sense because kids are out here dying every damn day, and yet these churches keep the doors closed and are just open on Sundays or Wednesday night prayer meeting and Bible study and maybe a midweek praise or a deliverance service, and, you know, no. The church needs to be open 24/7, okay, 24/7. And like the Catholic churches do, but like they used to do, they used to be open 24/7 where somebody can walk up and open that door and go in and pray or talk to the priest and confess your sins. But, you know, that's a whole nother ballgame there because, you know, we don't have to confess our sins to man. But anyway, that's a whole nother issue. But my point is these churches are key. They are a key piece to the puzzle of saving our youth because we have more than enough churches to open their doors and have a summer program, open their doors and have after-school programs, open their doors and have before-school programs, okay? They have the power to do that. These churches, they're sitting here closed, not doing nothing, okay? And it's a damn shame. So we are the real godly men and godly women, you know, that are filled with compassion and for the youth because, you know, Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. And, you know, we know this is Merc City, you know, a hip-hop program, but it's hip-hop with a message because we're trying to save our young people, okay? And so these churches need to step up to the plate and do their part. And then we have recreation centers, you know, throughout the city. Not enough of them, but the ones that are in place, a lot of them do have programs for the summer. So parents, I encourage you to enroll your children or your child into one of these programs. But we need so much more. But the key thing, if every church in this city would do what I just suggested, guess what? We will have children off the streets and doing something productive. And there's enough people in the city to come in and volunteer their time to save our youth with their skills and with their talents, teaching them trades and teaching them how to play instruments, all kinds of things we can do with our young people. We have to save them, not look at them and criticize and complain about the violence, but we don't want to do shit to try to stop it, all right? So, you know, it's a darn shame, y'all. But anyway, a couple programs. The Martin Luther King High School, Barber School, which is ran by Valentino Powell. I mean, Powell is going to say Powell. Valentino Howell. It's a program within the Martin Luther King Junior High School. And it's an actual barber school, y'all, a barber school for those kids. They graduate with their cosmetology or barber's license, you know. And during the summertime, Valentino has programs during the summer with the young people at the barbershop where they're learning and they're, you know, practicing throughout the summer. So if you want to get your child involved with that, Big Beards Barbershop, 6641 Chu Avenue, look them up, give them a call, find out how your child can get involved. And for the barber school within MLK, your child doesn't even have to be a student there. So, you know, call Valentino, find out what you need to do if you're interested in that. And she accepts men, boys and girls. So it's not just for boys. It's for boys and girls. So she has a wonderful group of young people. This year was, I think, their first year in the school. And they had 15 students, okay, 15 students that will be graduating, well, they're finishing their first year for that program, comprised of both girls and boys, okay? Some of the other things, the city of Philadelphia is hiring lifeguards, so if you know how to swim and you swim good, hey, hit them up and find out what you need to do to become a lifeguard. Last summer, there were not enough lifeguards, and guess what? A lot of the pools did not open last summer because the city says they did not have enough damn lifeguards. So if y'all want to be a lifeguard, I think you have to be 16 or older. But find out on the City of Philadelphia's website, okay? And then there are different apprentice programs going on throughout the summer where you can learn a trade and all of that stuff. Also, Drexel, every year they have a business camp at Le Beau, okay? And that's at Drexel. Find out by going on Drexel's website for that and find out if it's still okay for you to register. I think the deadline is in June. So definitely look into that for your child. And they have different levels of it. So, and then every college mostly, they have something going on during the summer. Some of them are free. Some of them are not. Some of them have scholarships available for your child. But guess what, parents, even if it's not free, guess what? Aren't your children worth investing into, okay, their lives for them to stay out of trouble during the summer? Yeah, you know, use your money that you were going to go to the club to buy all them expensive damn drinks, okay? Go to the wine store, the liquor store, and buy a damn bottle, okay, instead of spending that money on one glass of some damn shit to drink, okay? Stop, you know, take a week. Don't buy no weed. Okay, don't do your hair. Don't go get no new hairdo or get your nails done. Make some sacrifices for your kids. This is what you have to do as a parent. Make some damn sacrifices instead of always being so selfish and worrying about yourself. Worry about your children and do what's best for them to save them from these damn streets. All right, y'all, I'm Princess C. What you got, DJ Honey B?
Double play, double play, double play, double play.
I'm back, East Serm, no pressure. Ricochet off niggas, call me Odessa. Shotgun, no check on the dresser. Whoever claim to be fresh, me and B is fresher. EPMD is like WWE tag team match in the field of rap. So one Mississippi, Death Squad is with me, Hit Squad is with me. Yo, BMD hit me.
Hail from bread with my stomping ground. Click off around, the nine can't do it, the 50 blow shit down. I know shit now, grind, I can't grind no more. This ain't no pop shit. EPMD, strictly hard. Hardcore, been there, then did it, about to do it again. Stomping through it, the heavily grin. With seven number one albums and four different artists in the top 10. Cause this is never gonna end.
Yeah, one Mississippi and two Mississippi and three Mississippi and cock back, let it go.
Don't
get
too close because you might get shot. One Mississippi
and two Mississippi and
three Mississippi
and
cock back, let it
go.
We got that, let it go. EPMD is the world premiere.
Yo, Pete, I don't need my shirt off to flex muscle. Dub, I kick shit, this is Kung Fu Hustle. I'm not on the block,
no.
It's more like the studio with Scratch and Doc. So y'all niggas stop, huh? You little bitch, you a queen with drama. Don't make me get mad and Barack Obama. Yeah. One Mississippi, Death Squad's with me, Hit Squad's with me. Yo, PMD hit me.
Yeah, we shut it down with the market cornered. Now we back in effect right around the corner.
What up, homie?
If you wanna
come, Pete,
you be a dead man walking, and your next stop a deputy in the coroner.
Yes,
I got the hood for the dramatic, the automatic for static. The dude got hit, he looked acrobatic. So I'ma call him Dominique George. And this is what happens when niggas try to floor.
Yeah, one Mississippi
and two Mississippi
and three Mississippi
and
cock back, let it go. We got that, let it go.
Don't get too close because you might get shot. One Mississippi
and two Mississippi
and three Mississippi
and
cock back, let it
go.
We got that, let it
go.
EPMD is the world premiere.
Hey yo, I'm the greatest. I'm like Muhammad Ali. Islamic, not me. Get Rod quickly. I'm a triple OG, Snoop Dogg said. I got two number twos, both some pump lead. Not the pencil, boy, wrong utensil. Number two is a six shotter, all copper. And I call a penny, Death Squad's with me, Hit Squad's with me, PMD hit me.
Hey yo, I ain't no slacker, plus I ain't hear no bell. I ain't never catch a gun charge, but I seen the cell. That's where my slings play strap. Come through with a gang of rap. Master the subconscious and poses, that's where the anger's at. That's why we mangle rap from each and every angle black. We strangle cats and even empty cranium crack. So let the story be told as the saga unfolds. Eric and Paris making dollars to sell peace gold.
Yeah, one Mississippi
and two Mississippi
and three Mississippi
and
cock back, let it go.
you might get shot. One Mississippi,
and two Mississippi,
and three Mississippi,
and
contact, let it
go.
E, we got that, let it
go.
DMV is the world premiere.
Yo, Honda, you play it,
huh?
James Brown is saying,
uh-huh.
D and I relay it, DJ's a DJ,
and
I must go hard,
uh-huh.
Didn't take charge, Illmatic and C-Dub, I'm like Nas,
yeah.
Own a couple of cars, parked in my garage,
yep.
A few lessons. I call them the bars,
uh-huh.
I can't be defeated,
nope.
Nope, the judge in now, y'all can be seated, all limbs competed. I know there's a few who thought we might lose, but the wreck like Pete Rock and CL Smooth. News, there's no getting around this, homie. Being not a brand name, we in your house like Sony. Long Island's best, yes, we got a few of them. Rock him, P.E., ain't no doing them. Rock the Apollo, and there's no booing them. Money up front, ain't nobody screwing them.
Nothing to lose, cause I got nothing to prove. I'm rugged, who be like, fuck it. If I fuck in my shoes, you love it. I'm cold, trust it, ain't really no room to discuss it. We get disgusted, I sit on they life and flush it. Not only make that green, but puff it. Easy come, easy does it, you bring the duchess, I bring the ruckus. One on the way, I ain't no puppet. Ain't no pulling my strings, the public. You can see the buffets, y'all ain't busting them things, so bust it. I'm at my bras when you give me your stage in the cordless. I can't call it, eat my leave stains in the toilet. The statin mallet, you chewing your ears, cause y'all don't do it like we do in it here, and that's clear. This cash money dates back to crack money and crash dummy corny ass raps don't get no dap from me. My dudes is hungry like they animals, son. Ain't even seeds like a cannibal. One.
Yeah.
What you say now? This is dedicated to everybody that ain't think I had it in me. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Talking about they ain't feeling me. I ain't feeling you.
Yo.
The bag I always win, cause he pray on the weak. In the fam, church, school, yard, and street. That's why the P stay A-L-E-R-T. With the AR-10 sitting right next to me. One of the tag team champs, share the belt with E. Mess with us, get disposed of properly. Ain't no one stopping me. Peace, prophecy. Was the weak alive with the band in these PMV. Cause we got a passion for the mic, like a passion for Christ. We got a passion for life, truck, jewels, chrome, and dice. But no snake eyes, but we break guys who break fly. Leave a lakeside on a timeout like Take 5. Respect the blessing, or yo, you be gone quick. You wanna talk crazy, reckless, you wanna talk slick.
You can't control your anger, homie, so you lost it.
Now the squad are coming through, so what you want, kid?
What you say now? Nothing but the heat, Yep. It's all over. See ya.
Merc City in your area. You know, we thankful for EPMD, Eric Parrish, making dollars. And, of course, we got our final thoughts from our wonderful co-host tonight. And, of course, we go right back to Clev One with his final thoughts of the evening. Clev, what's going on with you?
Yeah, man, listen, man, my final thoughts is this, man. You know, like I said, if you a person out here and you know anything about hip-hop, right, and you got kids, you know what I'm saying, and you know anything about the streets, teach it to them. You feel me? If you know anything about it, anything that's sensible, anything that's common sense, anything that's cordial, dealing with things in a rational manner, and you know what you can get away with, what you can't get away with, teach that to your children. There's no reason why they should be out here not knowing the rules of the streets here, and they out here. They spending a lot of time out here, but yet we know they don't pay no bills nowhere. So they live with somebody that's responsible for them. So whoever these somebodies are, you know what I'm saying? We know you're listening to your radio, you know what I mean, while you're frying your chicken, you know what I mean? You feel what I'm saying? Making your macaroni with your incarnation milk. Nah, don't do it like that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Using Glory Greens while you're listening to your hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? We know you still listen to Low Kim. So that's about, you know, these are my final thoughts. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, always know that. And then, like I said, in the days of the Kingpins, where the soundtracks were for the music, you know what I'm saying? The greater look of it was this. You wanted to strive to get the money, to get the truck jewels, to get the alleys and the Jeeps and the Volvos or whatever we was driving at the time. You know what I'm saying? In order to do that, you had to be sensible, to stay out of trouble. You feel what I'm saying? The rocket like that. So that's how you add those things together. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where one of your cousins broke their neck to get the vaccine, but they had Corona 19 about 18 times since then. Check, she has like
1, 2.
Some people say that I'm magnificent, not cause I'm the best, because I'm different. I'm not you,
no.
One hit wonder, this is true, your career is through, mine's a thriving, I'm still fresh as the cars I'm driving, I'm Andre rising high, I'm top villain, I get the money and I don't care, hand on my heart, I swear, yeah, I'm in my element, I hold weight, something like an elephant, I'm the most creative New York native, if Jesus died, then who's gonna save him,
you?
Heads want me to Jim Carrey the rhyme, dumb it down to get airtime. I can't talk ignorant,
no.
I got some intelligent folks that's digging it, so that's how I'm giving it.
Listen up, listen up.
Quiet, look who done stepped in the place. It's the band and Mike Doc, time to pick up the pace. EPMD back in sync, we see the look in their face. Meaning the haters, the man, the players and the fans. Ready told the non-believers that the Lord have a plan. You can hear it in the way we spit, the flow is sick. Better tighten up your click, see what they do in the Vic. Leave that back door open at the end of your shit. That's why we indeed hustling, strong arm muscling, busting like we looking for weapons of mass destruction. Hoodies on, dressed in black, fatigue, camouflage, apparel like me, and he just came by my rack. We learned not to look back, you turn the stone and crack, it's the return of boom back, yeah, hip-hop's back, beat the track,
yes, sir.
Pete and the Green Eyes, some Long Island guys, are your surprise,
listen up, listen up,
this is something that all y'all need to hear,
listen up, listen up,
you want to jump this door.
Even though I'm deaf, I hear DJ saying it.
Yeah, E&P's washed up, and we ain't playing it.
Yeah, like I care, you ain't stopping nothing over here. I got 4 seats up in the Learjet.
Bet I'm okay, you hate your no payments, all that paid for. Not the one to brag, but for you, I got it.
Cause you don't respect, but I expect for you.
Listen up, listen up. This is something that all y'all need to hear.
Listen up, listen up.
All right, now, And, of course, we got our last final word from Princess C tonight. Princess C, what you have to say to us tonight?
All right. Thanks so much, DJ Honey B. Wow. Listen up, everybody. Listen up, all right? There's so many things that we can do to save our youth, you know, and I named quite a few of them tonight. I'm going to end with giving you some things for your kids to do this summer because, hey, the next time when Merc City is on, the kids will be out of school because, again, the last day of school in Philly is June 13th, everybody. The city, you know, they put out a thing where parents can go on and you can look at all the different stuff around the city that's going on. And so any parent that does not take the time to actually do this, I feel sorry for you, okay? That means that you don't give a damn about your children and their well-being and their safety if you don't look into any of these programs to get your children involved, okay? So there's a lot of things they can do. All right. There's over 100 summer camps throughout the city at recreation centers and parks, okay, which is sponsored by the Philadelphia Parks and Recreation. Also, there's swimming and free swim lessons at pools and water play at different spray grounds. Out of school time, which they call OST, they have camps in schools and community-based locations throughout the city. Now, not at every school, so, you know, you're going to have to call and inquire where they are to find out where they are. Also, they have different reading activities, literacy programs throughout the city at the different library branch. You know, call your local library, find out if your neighborhood library has anything going on. Mostly all libraries have some type of activities during the summer, and a lot of parents don't take advantage of it. You know, my kids, they were in all kinds of activities, you know, to keep their minds sharp and to have no idle time, okay? Because idle mind, you know, that's the devil's playground, and so you don't want your children's minds to be idle and them to have free time on their hands where the only fun they can find is going out, you know, assaulting people and trying to hijack a car or whatever, carjacking and whatever else, beating up old people. And, you know, so you want your children to be productive, all right? Also, they have different programs for positivity. They call this gaming. You know, I don't think gaming is positive, but, you know, most of them got games at home, them damn games that make them even more violent. Also, they have programs for conflict resolution in different parts of the city, financial literacy classes. Last night on News Forum, I had Movita Johnson-Harrell on. She has a program with her Charles Foundation, and she mentors kids, and she has a program where if you come to the program, you get to go out and work. Y'all work in the different parks and lots and different areas in the community to clean it up and beautify it by planting flowers and plants and all that stuff. And guess what? You get paid. You get a stipend. You get money, okay? And you're learning at the same time financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and different things like that. At the recreation centers for PAL, all the PAL sites throughout the city, they have stuff going on for youth, and they have been doing that now since I was a kid, okay? Then they also have stuff through DHS for at-risk youth. So if you have at-risk children and you want to get them involved in something positive this summer, contact DHS. They can get your children involved in some very positive things. Also, there's paid opportunities for teenagers throughout the city, and that's through the Work Ready program. And then there's summer jobs, as I said before, at the pools, okay? So lifeguards, pool maintenance, and different things like that. So definitely contact the Parks and Recreation Department. And then I'm going to give you a website that you go onto Philla, that's PHILA.gov/food. If any parents are in need of food in the summer, you can find out where your child can get free lunch and free breakfast and all that. And then there's also street playing, like how they close off the streets, and they did when I was a kid and when I used to be block captains and all that stuff way back when. So they have a lot of safe streets this summer, and kids can get lunch and all that stuff, and the streets are blocked off for children to play. And so it's you know, they're trying to do better, but we're going to see. But again, if every church in this city would open their doors for youth programming, guess what? We'd be on our way to having our city safe, okay? Safe, and kids can begin to play again. People can begin to sit outside again and feel safe. But we have to get the riffraff off the street and get our children under our wings so they won't get under the wings of the riffraff. All right, y'all. Oh, before I forget, because I forgot yesterday, I want to give a big shout-out to my cousin, Elaine. What's up, Elaine, down in Greenwood, South Carolina? She turned 62 yesterday, and she looks great. All right, love you all. All right, so again, everybody, hey, I'm Princess C. All right, a.k.a., yeah, that's me. All right, so I am Audi like Audi, and tune in to News Forum Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. It's your girl, Princess C. Peace.
Uh-huh. This goes out to all those backstabbers.
Yeah, EMP, EPMD.
I see you, huh? Yep.
I know what it is.
You know what it is, yeah. You ain't fun with nobody.
Hey yo, you learn from mistakes made. You're never free until your karma debt fully paid. That's why you stay on the path that your parents laid. Cause you never know who could be friend or foe. Even got some fam hating, yeah, brother, no. The same dude you put on the cold slam the door in your face like they never seen you before. Like you ain't put it down and take them on tour. Everyone got a business on the top floor. They say what goes around comes around quick. Me and EZ, yeah, we just laugh at it. We got past the problems in the past and moved on. That's why Mike, you're getting wrecked and we getting strong. Cause the past don't matter, so kill the chit-chatter. And B&B reappearing like Abracadabra. Spot the devil real quick and rebuke that future backstabber.
I can pick them all the time. Nobody, not even family. Mad you got a Benz and they pushing the Camry. Walk around all day, seem like Stanley, like he making me sick. Ain't that some shit? But things change after you break off some chains. The whole mad face get rearranged. Ain't that funny? How things are when it comes down to money. Clouds turn to sunny, I'm always funny. Scared to put some on fly cause they might want something from me. See me on TV, that means I'm getting it. See me with a chick, they think I'm hitting it. Well maybe that, but that don't give me right to count my cash or judge my past. That's my garbage pail inside, that's my trash. That's my face, that's my sad, that's that.
I can pick them all the time.
Yeah.
They always get you from behind. And they know, and I know. And then they wanna
Yeah.
Hey yo, they smile on my face behind my back, they talk trash. Mad to stuff because they don't have cash.
Like the E-double
or the P and D.
Yeah, someone's happy to see the E not talking to P.
Or the P not talking to E.
But no one's stronger than God, but just his chemistry.
And you can plainly see that gold LP. 20 joints in the industry, let me jog your memory.
Now I can pick them all the time.
I want to thank everybody that, you know, counted that robbery to listen tonight. Thank you to, of course, Clever One and Princess C and all the folks around the world that make great music happen for us and, of course, to make Merc City great again. Tomorrow night, we come back on this outstanding WBNN network with the 2021 International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, Ms. Jerry Petito and the Jerry Petito Show. And what more can I say? Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the Story Network, Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising doing Go To Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at @GoTo_time. Ola Dunn and Malibu, Go To your Facebook. Any comments suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, Ola Day Lay, that goes with my and gmail.com. I am Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dolly Malema, goes to say goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Merc City in your area.